There's something you need to be aware of because it's increasingly becoming an issue. So you need to listen quite carefully. And this conversation is brought to you by Capitec. Slam the scam with Capitec. So there are some deposit scams that are becoming increasingly common, especially during peak buying seasons. You've got criminals who pose as legitimate sellers or service providers advertising high demand items or accommodation at tempting prices. And these scammers pressure you as the consumer into buying and paying a deposit for something that doesn't even exist. And then they just disappear. But Capitec is stepping in to help. So today we're joined by Nick Harris, who's the head of financial crime at Capitec, and Jan Rousseau, who is the head of CSI and financial education at Capitec, to chat about how you can stay safe here on 702. Jan, and Nick, thank you so much for making time for us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. So, Nick, let's start with you. What is a deposit scam and why is it a favorite modus operandi for these scammers?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's definitely the most popular one that we've seen if we look at our fraud stats, not just in Capitec, but in SA in general. And really what we see it as, it's when criminals advertise fake items or services and convince our clients or victims to pay a deposit to secure these deals. And really, as you mentioned, is that they create this by, creating adverts on places like Marketplace Net for very attractive prices. And this is generally high demand. So things like vehicles, vehicle auctions, iPhones, PlayStations, laptops, appliances. We saw a huge spike in December around holiday accommodation. So people booking for, seaside front accommodation, Durban, and arriving there. And then unfortunately, the accommodation is actually fake, or somebody else is sitting in the accommodation. Another big favorite is secondhand furniture and household goods like fridges. And you'll often see these things are associated with urgent sale below market prices. So it makes it very attractive, right? And what they do is they use stolen photos, so items that have been advertised on Marketplace and that before, and even these community groups, and they just reuse this. And so it looks like a legitimate thing that somebody's actually posted, but they now use this to create a illusion of an advert. And really, it's a favorite modus operandi is that, they ask for deposits. They're just small enough to go like, I'm buying a car, cars with 80K, but, a $2,000 deposit's not too bad to secure it. High demand items, like I said. And then, digital platforms really create this instant access to thousands of potential victims. So it's such an easy scam to deploy. And really, it's this low effort, high reward, and often victims feel that embarrassed. So they don't come forward, don't report it. And then these guys just keep on scamming people continuously.
Yeah, sure. So, Jin, why do ordinary consumers still fall for these traps? I mean, even those who never really post anything, but simply just search for good deals.
Yes, I think we must remember that if even careful, digitally savvy consumers get caught, because scammers prey on human emotions and human behavior, not technical ignorance. So people typically fall for these scams because of several factors. Firstly, there's the psychological pressure. So scammers would create urgency, like I have other buyers ready to pay today, or scarcity. There's only one listing left for December accommodation. And then there's the fear of missing out, a rare bargain on a car or a smartphone. Then people also trust in their own actions. So consumers trust what they find themselves. Typically, they search for an iPhone 14 secondhand, the listing then appears genuine, or they browsed cars under 80,000 Rand, and scammers target exactly these same filter combinations, or they look up Plet, Belito, Umschlange, December accommodation, and the photos look perfect. Mm. But what we should remember is that simply searching on platforms like Marketplace expose consumers to scam listings that are deliberately designed to appear in these results. So just because consumers initiated the search, they feel like they're not being targeted. But scammers know that. So they deliberately plant these listings designed to appear in these exact searches. Mm. And then I think there's a third factor that's really important is marketplace credibility illusion. So the platform feels safe because everyone is using it. The profiles look real, the people are friendly and active, and some scammers even boost or pay for their fake ads. So therefore, passive searches are just as vulnerable as people who are actively posting online.
So, Nick, what about, you know, signaling desperation and vulnerability online? Because that opens people up to scams, right? I mean, there's a lot of scenarios where, you know, someone will post on a community group and say, hey, guys, I'm looking for December accommodation. If anything is available, just please send me a WhatsApp. And that's how it often also begins.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, and these guys are so good. I mean, they actually infiltrate actively these community groups, WhatsApp groups, or these Facebook pages, you know, again. So again, just because somebody's on that group doesn't mean they're legitimate, firstly. I mean, and secondly, when we look at this signaling component, so as Jean pointed out, is that, you know, you're almost fishing with the right bait, right? And you're singing to these guys that you're desperate, right? And so whereas like urgently shows that you're under pressure, you're likely to make a decision quicker rather than doing your homework. You might be ready to pay quickly. I mean, last minute December accommodation signals that you're willing to accept a fast deal. And that's exactly what scammers are willing to exploit, right? And okay, cool, let's get that deposit for you. They know that you'll respond quickly and often within minutes, and you're comfortable to move across platforms. So often they'll move you from Facebook into, for example, WhatsApp and Telegram.
Yeah.
And really, I think your post broadcasts this urgent need and limited options and willingness to assist. And that just signals that you might be an easy target or easy prey for these scammers.
Yeah. So how do we protect ourselves, Jean? How can consumers recognize these potential scams, and what practical steps do we take then to protect ourselves?
So firstly, let's look at the red flags that you need to watch out for. Prices significantly lower than similar listings. In the case of accommodation, no in-person viewing allowed. And typically excuses like I'm traveling, or I've relocated, or there are people in the accommodation at the moment, I can't take you there. Pressure tactics is a favorite. I have another three buyers ready to pay, you need to pay now, or deposit required immediately into a personal bank account. That's very often also another big trigger and red flag. New or empty profile with little activity. And then these perfectly looking photos, often they're stolen from real listings. And then for accommodation, there's a refusal to do a live video walk through the property. And these are all very, very real red flags. So in terms of how you then can apply practical steps to protect yourself, firstly, never ever pay a deposit before physically seeing these high value goods. For accommodation, ask for a live video tour where the host walks through the property and can show their face, so you know that they're in the property. Then you use reverse image search. This is actually a really good one, where mm-hmm. you can see where else online are these images actually, do they appear, so that you know this is a stolen image. Don't publicly post your phone number or signal desperation, but also don't assume you're safe just because you didn't post. And then on Marketplace, vet the seller's profile. So the age of the account, posts, reviews, consistency of posts. And then I think the last one, really trust your instinct. If it feels too good, if it feels rushed, too convenient, slow down, stop, don't go ahead. So I think the key rule of thumb, though, to leave you with is if you haven't seen it, don't pay for it.
Sure. Thank you so much for those tips. Yeah, Nick and Jean, really, really appreciate it. Nick Harris is the head of financial crime at Capitec, and Jean Rousseau, the head of CSI and financial education at Capitec.